Yeah. This recording is basically to encourage people. You know, your escapism, sometimes it's justified, right? You know, we spend so much time, like, ignoring the fact that as human beings, we like material things and so on. On the one hand, sometimes it doesn't matter how much, and then, you know, you can extend it away from money. Doesn't matter how much food you give certain people or how many women you give certain people, how much sex some people have, you know, how many opportunities to travel some people have. There's always this need for more. It's like a black hole, a bottomless pit. And, you know, but I mean, satisfying urges and cravings and so on has become this, like, oh, don't let your lower self take over. And maybe this is true, but sometimes you need that thing, that fix. I'm not talking about drugs or alcohol or anything. Sometimes you just need your fix. When you get your fix, maybe you're somebody who can handle everything in moderation. You get your fix, you keep moving. But I don't know, we've vilified that sort of lower self thinking in light of all of this spiritual awakening stuff that's going on, or this, you know, awakened consciousness that is so dominant right now even in mainstream culture. And it's kind of like, you know, sometimes you just want the sugar, you know what I mean? I mean, what are we gonna do? Abstain forever, you know? I'm gonna abstain for forever. I don't know. You know, I think this is partly tied to it's like why do we like villains sometimes? It's because they're chanting some shit that's different than the norm of do-gooders. You know what I mean? And not all villains are worth championing. Well, really, really, no villain should be worth championing. Like, you can't be championing Idi Amin or some of these people. You know what I mean? Yes, I used Idi Amin specifically because I didn't want to use Hitler as a stereotypical example. So I used Idi Amin. My next example would have been Pol Pot. But in any case, we don't champion supervillains, but, you know, we can. I mean, I don't know. I just felt compelled to record this at the moment. The kumbaya philosophy, the kumbaya mentality is one that in the long term, hopefully that's how it plays out. In the midterm, and definitely in the short term, it's kind of like it's ignoring the realities of, you know, some people have a darker side that they want to get out or express within the reason of the law. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's all I got to say for now. Peace.